It is time, ladies and gentlemen. The time is here for Brittany J's Tea for the Day.
Yes, and today, the lead prosecutor of the Central Park Five, Elizabeth Lederer, I don't know how you say her last name. Anyway, she resigned from Columbia Law after the backlash from When They See Us. The students protested and demanded that the university cut ties with her. And she's still, right now, she's still the prosecutor with the Manhattan DA's office, but she got out of Columbia. So bye, sis. Bye.
Give it up. On the float wave at the parade.
Just bye, girl. Just take a helium balloon. Just float up into the atmosphere somewhere. Just
nah, she's gonna get the bye Felicia wave.
Bye Felicia wave. All right. Huh? You good?
Yeah,
I feel like I cut him off. Okay. All right, so Cassie, I told you guys that she was allegedly pregnant. She officially, her and her boo officially announced that she is pregnant with a baby girl. He posted an open letter to her and Cassie.
Okay.
What happened?
Yeah.
What happened? Is the dust from putting the mouse in? Anyway, he put an open letter on Instagram to the baby and to Cassie saying that he's going to love and kiss on her every day and he's never going to miss a beat. Girl, bottom line is this. Sierra, you must have been on the hotline when Sierra was praying for Russell because, baby girl, what is the secret to this type of success and love in life? Okay, you were with Diddy for 11 years and now all of a sudden everything's perfect. That's crazy. All right, ladies.
It's always good for the first 2 weeks.
Oh, don't be like that.
Aww. All right, well, we'll keep track of this story.
we will. Okay, so ladies, dust off your old baby fat because it is back and in full effect. Kamora Lee Simmons and Forever 21 announced that they're doing a relaunch together. So baby fat is back. You can go buy some jeans with the cat on it. They got shirts with the cat on it.
Okay.
It's literally 2005. Literally.
You here for it?
I'm kind of here for it. Oh, I'm not going to hold you. I'm kind of here for it.
Okay.
Because I feel like we're going to elevate the style of it so it won't look like it's back in the day. We're going to elevate it to today. I'm excited.
Mm.
Okay. So the guy who allegedly shot Big Poppy was arrested. So the DR police have 6 people in custody right now in connection to the shooting, and there's at least one suspect that's still on the run. Officials announced that these people were paid 400,000 Dominican pesos to kill him, which is like 8,000 American dollars.
What?
Oh. I know. That's not even a lot.
Bruh.
Like, it's a lot, but it ain't a lot. So I don't even know how to feel about that, but there's no real updates. They haven't confirmed the whole cheating, like sleeping with the drug lord's wife situation, even though I love that story. They haven't confirmed that.
I just want to know if any of them was a dirty cop.
We haven't gotten to the bottom of that yet either.
Because
they said they were looking for one.
That's
so
the word on the streets.
We're about to find out. On these calles. Anyway, Tristan Thompson, him and his first child's mother, Jordan Craig. So they're in the middle of a whole custody battle over their 2-year-old son. Now, she claimed, I'm confused about this custody battle because I'm like, is it just about child support or custody? Because she said that he hadn't even seen him for only a few times when he was first born, for the first year of his life. So she says that he was cheating on her with different women. And when we started dating Chloe during her pregnancy, everything got worse. She claimed that she suffered pregnancy complications after learning Trashin was with Chloe. She had to be put on bed rest due to high stress levels. Now she's saying that Trashin paid her $112,000 to not hook up with other men while he was with Chloe. Like a bribe.
Whoa.
She said that he would only help her if she wasn't dating anybody or talking to anybody else. And she would have to go see him. Trashin, of course, denies this because obviously he's trash. He said that he never said anything about not dating or seeing anyone. All he said is that you're a single woman. He just requested that she wouldn't have random men around the child.
Did you cut the check? Did you cut the check?
Well, it seemed like he's not denying the money, just denying the reason behind it.
Oh.
Now, I understand not wanting your son to be around different men, but I feel like in his case, it was more like, yo, if you're going to be seeing other people, then you're about to be cut off kind of thing. Like, he just seemed like he had that F-boy mentality. Right? So, Chloe, she stepped in to tell her truth because what Jordan believes and what we believe is that they started dating while Jordan and Trashin were together. So, she says that her and Trashin met because he chose to go on a blind date with her. And a mutual friend set them up. So she said that he did tell her that Jordan was pregnant, but that he said that they were not together. His best friends, associates, and his mother all said that, like, all agreed with him. But I'm like, sis, the key word is his. Obviously, what are they going to say? Come on. Anyway, she said that he also showed her proof that he even had his lawyers on the phone saying that this wasn't the truth. Whatever. Now, here's the gag. The gag is this, okay? From the public eye, we saw pregnant Jordan and Trashin at Kevin Hart's wedding to Aniko. Aniko and Jordan are cousins. So they were together, and Chloe was invited, so she saw them there together. Even allegedly took pictures with these people. Okay?
So?
What you mean? So basically, they didn't meet on the online date.
Said they wasn't together.
They broke up
the day after the wedding.
Hey, they didn't meet. They didn't meet on no damn blind date. They met at that wedding.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, we're never honestly going to know the truth about this. I don't know how we're going to know the truth about this.
You have to leave it up to Detective Brittany J.
I'm going to keep digging. I'm going to keep searching.
All right.
I was looking for the pictures of them all together today, but I couldn't find anything. But just know, I'm on it.
I'm down with her skills right now.
Don't do that. I will cut you with the paper.
No, because you didn't produce the dirty cop information.
Because they still working on it. I can't make that stuff.
Brittany J.
Listen, you know I only handle with the facts. Only deal with the facts. I'm not doing just random speculations and rumors.
With that being said, we are done here. Mm-hmm. All right. It's Hot 93.7.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.